Blog Talk Radio.
This song really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season, one thing never changed. I never lost my hope. Oh, I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith. But
I didn't let go of my faith.
praise him in here. Hallelujah. If you still got a praise.
Yeah.
That was a blessing. I never lost my praise by Jermaine Hawkins. We just bless the day. Keep your praise going for the Lord. No matter where you at, no matter how you think you're going, the day is set forth. Just give it to Jesus and praise him. We're so blessed to be back on the line this week from the crusade. This was Pastor Bernard said. Pastor Bernard said it was a success. We thank the Lord for being back on in the air again and again and again, and he chooses us. So welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Pastor Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, for today. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and as they overcame, and that's the son. You can find that in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11, and it's a time for you to give your testimony. We thank you, and tune in, expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We've been getting fresh oil from God Almighty. I had to stop right there because he's been, you know how we say, don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And he's been giving us 4 and 5 rhema words all together. Each day we go higher and higher in Jesus Christ. Woo! Word and the anointing that's been on this broadcast. We just thank him for meeting us here. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. And it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54 gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, with our pastor, Adrian Bernard, and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And like we say at the end of this thing, don't sign off. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you and me and the listeners. And with that, we would like to introduce to you our past founder and host for New Destiny Ministries. We're on Block Talk Radio. Is no other than Pastor Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans.
All the way.
All the way. Hallelujah.
All the way.
The way. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for that warm welcome. Amen. It's just so wonderful to be back on the line. I tell you, I didn't even know, I didn't even realize that I would miss being on that line. But, you know, it's something about discipline. It's something about being able to discipline yourself to do a certain task every day. Amen. Discipline is a behavior. Amen. And you have to learn discipline. It just don't normally come to us. It just is something that you have to learn. You have to train yourself how to be disciplined. And so I've trained myself how to discipline myself to get on this radio broadcast Monday through Friday. This is a mandate on my life, and I take it serious. Just like we have jobs that we go to every day, we know if we don't go to that job and if we don't discipline ourselves to be on time and go and do what is required of us of that job, then that is going to affect our livelihood. Amen. And if you have responsibilities, you have children, you have bills, we're going to have bills for Jesus come. Even the rich man, folks say, well, they got it made. No, no, they don't have it made. They just have the money where they're able to pay the bills, but they still have bills. Amen. They still have to pay water, lights, gas, all of the things, all of the necessities that we have. They may have designated somebody to do those things for them, but it's got to be done. Because guess what? That's all a part of life. Amen. So I just thank God I missed being on here last week. But again, we were taking care of the Lord's business as we hosted our 2014 Citywide Crusade and Ministry Launch. And I tell you, it was such a blessing, such a blessing. My heart is still rejoicing. And the words that was spoken, that was preached, that was taught, the love that was shared there in that crusade is still resonating in my spirit even today. So once again, I like to commend and salute all of you all that weren't able to attend, and those that were, I know you were blessed as I was. Amen. Again, we thank God for Pastor Beatrice Martin. It's calling California first, because this is where the radio broadcast was initiated there in Stockton, California. So I thank God for Pastor Beatrice coming, and she preached a fiery word. I'm telling you, you know she's on fire anyhow, but she preached a fiery word. My after is greater than my before. Amen. And I tell you, the Lord really gave her a word to speak to the people. Amen. We thank God for Sister Leslie. Amen. Coming and being there with her mom, and also Sister Yolanda that traveled from California. Amen. So we thank God for them. Dr. Winston Singleton, of course, we know he's a regular. That's my cousin. He was here, and he was blessed to stay yesterday and was able to come on and minister word. I just didn't gear up to really schedule anybody this week. So we are going to flow as we go. We're going to flow as we go. Also, we thank God for Pastor and Bishop R.C. Blake for opening up his sanctuary for us to host this event. So we thank God for him. I was so honored to have Bishop Alfred Singleton, amen, Uncle Alfred, and his wife, Lady Antoinette Singleton, was here for the crusade, and they also left on yesterday. So God just was moving. Again, we praise God for Pastor Miracle. Amen. And before we get into this segment today, we want you all to lift up her alma bearer, Minister Krisha. Amen. They enjoyed this crusade and was able to fellowship with Minister Aaron and Dr. Singleton, and the enemy attacked her and she had a stroke. Amen. And she's in the hospital right now. So we're going to be praying for that young lady and lifting her up in prayer. Amen. Before we get started in this segment, the devil is always busy. Amen. And anytime you expect to receive a blessing, just know that that blessing is just not coming without the enemy going to and fro. Amen. Be ready for the opposition. Be ready for the attack because it's coming. Amen. The enemy will never just let us do a great work for God and never attack us. Amen. He's coming in some form or fashion, so you can get ready for it. So we thank God for that. We thank God for also Prophet Anthony Hill out of Miami, Florida. He and his lovely wife, Lady Nicole, was with us also in this crusade. And who else was it? Minister Maurice Montura, Minister of Music, all the way from Covington, Louisiana. He was here and played for us, and we thank God for him. And we just had a beautiful time. I think I covered all of the speakers. Thank God for Bishop Pope. Came all the way from Washington, D.C. to share with us, and Sister Kim and her sister all the way from Kentwood, Louisiana. Amen. I had a minister and sister, Minister Roy and Stephanie King, my cousins out of Baton Rouge, they were there. Apostle Darrell Johnson and his wife, Prophetess Chelsea Johnson. She was also there for our prayer breakfast. So the Lord just moved. Amen. We also want to lift up Bishop Leo Lewis and that family. His mother is 90 years old, and she's been very ill. So we want to pray for Bishop Lewis's mother. Amen. And anyone else that's on the line that has somebody sick, we want to lift them up in prayer. Amen. So Sister Ruby, I can't see the switchboard as of right now. Can we open up the lines, and we want to go forth and minister, maybe we could have Sister Renita, if she's on the line, to go forth if she's able to open up with a word of prayer. We want to pray for Minister Krisha. I don't know her last name. Amen. And we want to pray for Bishop Leo Lewis, mother being sick. And I do want you all to be in much prayer for me. I'm eulogizing a young man on tomorrow. Amen. 24 years old. So that'll be my first funeral. So I need all of your prayers to be praying for Sister Bernard. Amen.
Sister Renita?
Yes, ma'am.
Your line is open. Pastor asked you to open up with prayer if you're able.
Okay. I'm in a corner at work. I can't.
Okay. Let's go. Who else is on the line? Okay.
Sister Leslie can do it.
Yes, I'm here. May I have the name of the person who needs prayer?
We're praying for Bishop Lewis's mother, 90 years old. We're praying for Minister Cresha. You met her,
Pastor
Miracle's alma bearer. And we're also praying for the bereaved family of Nikise Tony here in New Orleans.
Bereaved family?
Yes.
Pastor Bernard, just a minute. Sister Renita, her line is open. She said, Sister Renita, you want to put the prayer in?
Pastor Miracle's mother also had a stroke.
Oh, yes. Pastor Miracle mother had a stroke on Sunday while she was here in the city. Amen. Mm. So we want to lift up mother also. Yes. Thank you, Sister Renita. Amen.
Father God, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, giving you all the honor, Lord God, giving you all the glory, Lord God, that you are due, Lord God. We just thank you for keeping us, Lord God, as we slept last night, Lord God. We thank you for the hedge of protection that you provide for us daily, Lord God. Right now, we just decree the blood of Jesus over this line, Lord God, over all the homes in it, within our temples right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just give you all the glory and the honor, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, making our requests known, Lord God, because you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. We call ourselves righteous in you, Lord God. We call ourselves redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for the word that will go forward, Lord God, for the testimonies that will go forward, Lord God, for the unspoken prayer requests, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just lift up Bishop Lewis' mother to you right now, Lord God, Minister Cresha to you right now, Lord God, the bereaved family right now, Lord God, Pastor Miracle's mother to you, Lord God, and Adrian Bernard's family to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said with your stripes, they are healed, Lord God. We cover them, Lord God, in prayer, Lord God. We pray for your mighty, majestic will to be done in and through their lives, Lord God. Oh, God, you said this is the day that the Lord has made, Lord God. So we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We will not mourn, Lord God. We will not be sad, Lord God. Our hearts will not be moved in a negative way, Lord God. We stand in faith right now, Lord God. You said if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains right now, Lord God. We move mountains of sickness, Lord God. We move mountains of discouragement. We move mountains of any mental instability right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we plead that their blood is healed, Lord God. Your blood, Lord God, that came streaming down, Lord God, on that cross, Lord God, where you are humiliated, Lord God, for our sins, Lord God, and our sickness, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for your miracle, wonder, working power, Lord God. Your word decrees and signs, miracles, and wonders will follow the believers, Lord God. We believe in you, Jesus. We believe you died for our redemption, Lord God. We believe in you, Lord God, and our wholeness and our health in you, Lord God. Wholeness and wellness within our mind, body, and spirit on this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your miracle testimonies that will come forth, Lord God. We thank you for your keeping grace, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the peace in the mind of the believers, Lord God. Peace in the mind of the prayer, those sending prayer requests, Lord God. We know it is so, Lord God. So we will celebrate you on this day, Lord God. We will celebrate the healing that will take place, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for all the callers on this line right now, Lord God. Meet their needs, Lord God. Oh, provide for them, Lord God. Your provision will go forth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our hands, Lord God, you call them anointed and healing hands, Lord God, as we raise them in reverence to you right now, Lord God. We lift up our hands in reverence to you, Lord God. We glorify your mighty, majestic name, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the administrator of this line, Lord God. Touch her body right now, Lord God. Heal and make her whole, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for the word that will go forth, Lord God. No distractions, Lord God, on this line. No hindrance on this line, Lord God. We come against the works of the enemy. We bind it and cast it to the sea of unforgiveness. For hell, where will we turn, Lord God? And we thank you. Because we know that your grace abounds, Lord God. Your love abounds, Lord God, and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We certainly thank God for that. We certainly want to also remember our mother, Charity. Amen. Continue to pray for her bereaved family. Amen. Things are happening all around the nation, and people are leaving here from one man to the next. Amen. We certainly thank God, and we want to open up her line, Minister Billy Burns. Amen. I'm just so honored to see her on the line. I don't know how much time she had, but we're going to take this time to open up the line and let her just give us a word of testimony or praise or whatever the Lord lay on her heart. This is my girlfriend, and this is our minister that does our Saturday segment with the testimonies they overcame, and she's been on almost 2 years now. My God, 2 years, amen. And every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, she's on the line. That's an hour or so for you to come on and share what God has done, not what you're doing, but what God has done, your testimonies. Amen. So we thank God for her and her wonderful husband, Elder Albert Burns. We just appreciate this family and appreciate the relationship that we have been able to maintain down through the years. So we want to definitely hear from Minister Billy. We want to also let you all know that I think the second Saturday of every month, Sister Renita is going to be co-hosting with her, hosting that Saturday segment with her. Amen. So it's such a blessing when you can meet people that have a willing heart and ready to do whatever is required of them for the kingdom of God. So God bless you, Minister Burns.
God bless you, my sister. I'm so glad that I'm on the line today. And I just want to give a testimony. It's not really my testimony. It's Jonathan's testimony. But he's had a lot of trouble. This is our son that has gone through school with excellence, had a baby a year after he started college, but he still maintained his grades and went through school and graduated and now has started law school. But he's been having a lot of problems with the baby's mother. And I just want to thank God that every obstacle that she has put in his path, God has warded it out so that it cannot stand in front of him. And I'm thanking God because we shared with our boys as they were growing up the difficulties that we had. We didn't try to hide things from them. We let them know and included them in the prayer, you know, that we were praying about the situations. And now God is showing himself strong in my son's life. And I'm thanking God. I'm not thanking God that he's going through these tests, but I'm thanking God that God is showing him that he doesn't have to live off of, hallelujah, our prayer. He doesn't have to live off of our salvation, but he has his own. He has a relationship with God, and God is just showing himself strong on his behalf. And I just want to thank God for that. I'm going to get him on the line once everything is over with and let him tell, you know, give his testimony about how God has moved and shown himself strong in his life. But I just wanted to just give that. I know I didn't say anything, didn't give any details, but it's not really my testimony. My testimony is that my God is showing my son that the same way that he will take us through situations, he can take him through situations. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. And I tell you, you have been such a wonderful mother, and your husband. You all have been great parents, and you raised them in the fear of the Lord and what have you. And we're not responsible for the decisions and some of the choices that our children make. Our responsibility is to train them up. I was just sharing that with one of my cousins this morning, Minister Billy, that God said in his word to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, sometimes when we come over into this wonderful life, you know, we forget that we were young. We forget that we were hard-headed. We forget that we wanted to do our own thing. So we have little tolerance, and I'm talking to myself too when it comes to these kids. But the Bible said when they get old. So once you have instilled in them the word of God, They have watched your life, and they know you to be responsible. They know you to live holy. They know you to do the right thing. You know, they might wander, but God will bring them on in. And sometimes they get attitude with it, and, oh, you don't like this one, and you don't like that one. But we are able to discern, and that's why the Bible say he called the young because they're strong, but he called the old because, guess what, they done already traveled the path.
Yeah.
We can see things that our children can't see. I always remember my grandmother, you know, as when you're young, you don't understand these old wise fables, they call them, some of the things that they were saying. It wasn't biblical, but guess what? It was reasonable. It was logical. Amen. It would give you something to think about. And she would always say, show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. What are you saying? If you're running with a gang of wolves, if you're not a wolf when you start out, keep on running with them. You're going to turn into a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. So we have to be careful, Minister Burns, and sometimes, you know, we know the scriptures say we reap what we sow. And some of us are going to reap some of the things, even in your saved life. You're not excluded from reaping what those seeds that you've sown. Just because you're saved, sanctified, and holy, that doesn't mean that some of the things you sown as a child won't come back to bite you. The only thing with the saint and the sinner is God gives us the grace, glory to God, to get through it. He gives us a peace to know that this too shall pass. And that's what the sinner man don't have. This too shall pass. Amen. So we're just so grateful for what God is doing in your life. And just know that he has John in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Oh,
so it's nothing that's going to take place that God don't authorize. Everything that we have to go through, baby, they have to get authorization from God. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So we thank God for you, Minister Billy. Thank God for your husband. Thank God for those boys. We've known them for quite a while now, and I know one thing, they have godly parents. So God bless you. We're going to try to get on the line. I'm getting up at 7 o'clock instead of 5 in the morning so I can come on the line with you and be a little more supportive. Amen. I gained 2 hours of sleep here. So God bless you. I see another call, and then I'm going to get right on into what God has given us to give to you all on today. That is my cousin, Sister Tricia, one of my in-laws out of New Orleans. God bless you, Tricia.
She
came and supported us in the crusade, and we're just so blessed. Brought one of my other cousins with us, so we're just so blessed to see you on the line today. God bless you, Tricia.
God bless you, too. I just want you to know that it was a blessing to have you, and, you know, I really enjoyed the service. I really did. I wish I could have came all 3 nights, but, you know, as you know, I'm going through a little something right now, you know, but I had to make it my business to come at least 1 night, and I really enjoyed it. You know, I felt the power. So I just, you know, thank God for you, and, you know, just keep you lifted up, and you just keep me lifted up, me and my family.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord for I've been knowing Tricia about 35, 40 years almost. Amen. So just a beautiful, beautiful woman of God that's raising a grandkids, and, you know, that's the plight that we have before us today. You know, grandparents is taking on the responsibility of raising these children, because sometimes our children are knuckleheads and they don't listen. So, you know, when things happen, it falls on, the fate falls on the grandparents. But we thank God that God positioned us and he gives us strength to get through these moments and to get through these crises. Amen. So good to see you on the line. Don't be a stranger. We're here Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock New Orleans time. So we just thank God for you, Tricia. God bless you.
All right.
Amen.
Okay,
so we're going to get right on into the word today. The Lord had given us this topic, a good name. A good name, a good name. And as I begin to look at the scripture pertaining to name, the first thing, the first scripture I went to, amen, was in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. And it says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And loving favor, and I'm reading out the King James Version, than silver and gold. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor, rather than silver and gold. When we're young, we don't think about what it means to have a good name. When you're young, you do what young folks do. We do a lot of foolish things. We're into trying to be popular. We want to please our friends. Many of us become followers and not leaders because we want to fit in. We want to fit in. So we don't even know the value of a name. Ah, glory to God. We don't know the value of a good name. And as I go to the Message Version, listen at what the Message Version says about Proverbs 22 and 1, a good name. It reads, a sterling reputation. Oh, I like this. A sterling. What does that mean? That means that sterling is it hasn't been contaminated. It's lovely. It's pure. A sterling reputation. It's above reproach. You don't have to worry about anybody telling a lie on you. Ah, because that reputation is sterling. So it says a sterling reputation is better than striking it rich. What are you saying today, Sister Benoit? Amen. Rather than us seek after the houses, the money, and the land, Matthew 6:33 says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, not some, not a few, not many, but it says, all these things shall be added unto you. So what are you saying? A good name. Seek to have a good name. Seek to have a good reputation. Seek to be honorable. Seek to be pleasant and not mean and nasty and cruel. A good name will precede you. A good name will follow you. Over in the Psalms, the 23rd chapter of Psalms, you all know the chapter. It's a very familiar, popular passage of scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But at the latter clause of that Psalm, David is saying, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's what happens when you seek to have a good name. Goodness is attached to you. Mercy is attached to you. Favor is attached to you. So, people of God, don't seek the houses. Don't seek the land. Don't seek the big place. Don't seek the position in the title, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. A good name. That's what we're talking about today and this week. A good name. And you may be wondering, how do I get these topics? Well, I'm going to tell you how I get them. I talk with the Lord. I have a conversation with God, and I say, Lord, what can we talk about this week? What would you have us to discuss this week? And that's what I said on yesterday morning. I said, Lord, where do we go from here? We had a series, and we had numerous of speakers that came on last month in August. And we talked about the theme for the crusade, empowering souls for destiny. Amen. And if you are going to empower someone for destiny, you have to have some power. You have to have some character. You have to have some integrity. Amen. Nobody's going to follow a rogue. Nobody's going to follow somebody that character integrity is questionable. No. People watch you. You will be surprised, Sister Ruby, of the people that watches you. Amen. And I know they watch you. Amen. Some of my family members were coming to the crusade because they thought I was speaking. I was not on the speaker's list. And I did that purposely. Amen. Because it was not about me. I didn't want the focus to be on me. I wanted the focus to be on souls. Hallelujah. And some of the people that came, they still don't know my story. But my family members know my story. Amen. So I didn't want the focus on me. The focus was on souls, Sister Kim. That's what the crusade was about, not me. But I was able to still, talk a little bit about my life. I wasn't a speaker, but I had an opportunity to speak because a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, because I was the host. Amen. So sometimes we have to get behind the curtains. Ah, glory to God. You know, some of us are seeking titles and positions and popularity. But the most popularity any person can have is to be in Christ Jesus. Because once you become popular with Christ, then you can demand, you can command, you can speak a thing and it will be. Amen. But many of us, sometimes we get into the people, the person, and not the message. See, you have to discern that, hey, whether you like me or not, you don't have to ever like me. Just like the message that God is putting in my spirit to speak to you. You don't have to like how I look. You don't have to like how I talk. You don't have to like how I transact my business. But just receive the message. Ah, glory to God. Some may be saying today, well, how can I receive the message from you when I don't like you? Well, my Bible didn't tell me to like you. It told me to love you. And there's a big difference in like and love. They said, well, how can you love a person that you don't like? Easy. You know how I can love somebody I don't like? I can treat them. I can treat them kind. I can be merciful to them. I can be gracious to them. I can speak a kind word to them and go ahead on. Because my Bible tells me this. Once you go to deliver a message, amen, if they receive you, guess what? Leave a blessing. But if they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. That's how you're able to love them and not like them. Hallelujah. So I said, Lord, what are you, where are we going this week? He said, a good name, a good name. Now, God just didn't give me that because I asked him. Many times, God will use us because of certain situations that arise in our own lives, that arise in the world, that arise in our community that we live in the environment that we come out, and the people that we interact with on a daily basis. Amen. You have to have a good name. You cannot preach and teach this gospel and not live godly. You can do it, but guess what? I beg you to not do that because God knows who you are. You make it fool others, but you'll never fool God. A good name. Let's go back to this. The Message Bible says, a sterling reputation is better than striking it rich. Lord, help me to stay focused today. A gracious spirit. Listen at the latter clause. This is the Message Bible. Proverbs 22:1. It says, a gracious spirit, Sister Albertine, is better, listen here, than money in the bank. So if my spirit is gracious, that means I can petition God and he'll open up a door and he'll make ways for me and he'll put people in my path. So my gracious spirit is better than money in the bank. Oh, and I know that to be true because I didn't have no money to host this conference. Oh, glory to God. I didn't know where it was coming from. Oh, but the Lord made a way. Jesus, you can't do ministry, effective ministry, without the proper funding. Things have to be in place. And you say, well, God can do the supernatural. Yes, God can do the supernatural. But we have to do some things, too. We want God can do the supernatural. You know, you're looking for a job, but you laying at home every day watching The Young and the Restless. And you say, God going to give me a job. Well, how God going to give you a job and you laying down every day doing nothing? He don't work like that. He works in us both the will and the do. God works that will and the do in us. So what are you saying, Sister Bernard? That means if you're looking for a job, get up every day. Rise and shine, put on your clothes, get on the computer, go to the different businesses that you need to go to, get your resume out there, talk to some people while you're out, visit some different establishments. We want God to do everything and we won't do anything. A good name is to have a sterling reputation. It's better than striking the rest. And a gracious spirit is better than money in the bank. Now I want you to invite your attention, and I'm going to flip it a little bit. Okay? We're going to flip it just a little bit. You know, when we're talking about this good name, we're talking about a name. Amen. And if you have a good name, you can command some things. And as I began to study a little bit, my mind went back to the story in Genesis chapter 11. Amen. And God took me to this, and I said, now, what are you trying to say? He said, just go there. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. Turn quickly to Genesis chapter 11, and I'm not going to be on here long because I have some studying to do. I'm doing my first funeral, and it ain't nothing nice, okay? It's a big thing tomorrow, but God is going to give me the strength. He's going to give me the words to speak. Amen, and I believe there's some folks going to be saved there tomorrow. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, because God opened up this door for me. I don't even know the people. Amen, but I know this word. Amen. So Genesis chapter 11, and it reads, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there, talking about the people of God. And they said one to another, this is God's people, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. I'm going somewhere with this. And they said, go to, let us build us a city tower whose top may reach unto heaven. See, they got a glimpse of the glory of God. They got a glimpse of what God can do. So in them getting that glimpse of God's glory, they wanted to be where God was. Let's continue on. No, we're going to come back to that. And they said, and let us, listen, and let us make us a name. So they have conjured up something in their mind through communicating with one another. They saw what God was doing in the earth. And they knew that God lived in a place above them. So they said in their own minds, we're going to see God. We're going there where he at. We're going to make us a name. Uh-huh. We're going where he at because we want the same power that he has dwelling in his holy place. We won't get to that place. So they said, let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. They wanted to go where God was. And the Lord, I'm at verse 5, and the Lord came down to see the city. Mm-hmm. You better watch God. God will come see what you're doing. He came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. Uh-huh. They was building them a tower. They wanted to reach heaven. They wanted to get where God was. And the Lord said they had the right concept, but they were going about it the wrong way. Because you can't supersede God. Hallelujah. Verse 6 said, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one. Watch that word one. Behold, the people is one. That's why the Bible said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. So two is better than one. Anytime you have two, Jesus said, hallelujah, if there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, I'm going to be in the midst. So they had more than two, and they were touching and agreeing. They were on one accord. If we would get on one accord, if I would recognize and respect you for your name, you're no Messiah. I don't care if you're a sister, you're a brother, you're a minister, you're a licensed evangelist, you're an ordained minister, you're an apostle, you're a prophet, you're a teacher, you're a pastor. That's a five-fold ministry. You should be working in that capacity. But don't try to supersede who you are, who we are. Don't try to get to the top and then look down on me. Ah, glory to God. If one would reach back and help another one, then we all can get there. These people had one mind. And the Lord recognized that they had one mind. So the Lord said, you won't come up here where I'm at. Hell, you're no Messiah. He said, you will not come where I'm at. And that's how the different languages came in the earth. Amen, amen. We're at verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing, this is God talking, nothing will be restrained from them. What are you saying? Once you give your life to the Lord, once you have decided to make a good name in Zion, nothing will be withheld from you. God say, I won't withhold no good thing from you, but you have to have a good name. Yeah, you're the Messiah. And he said, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. And I'm just about closing. God just gave me this thought. And they said, we're at verse 7. Go to, let us go down. This is God. And I believe that the Lord was communing with Christ because they are one. Ah, glory to God. Go to, let us go down and there confound their speech, their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Why did they leave off building the city? Because once God confounded their minds, amen, and caused them to speak in different languages, they no longer was able to effectively communicate any longer. Amen. They were speaking in Greek, Hebrew, French, Spanish, so nobody understood one another. He confounded their minds, and they left off building the city. Therefore, verse 9 said, therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. We have to, in my closet, that's all I have for y'all. That's all God gave me. In my closing, in Genesis 12:2, the Lord began to communicate with Abraham. And he told Abraham, Genesis 12:2, you can turn there, I'm looking at it. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be what? A blessing. I'm not here to make my name great. I'm not even here to make a name for myself. But I'm here to do the work of my Father. I'm like Jesus when his parents was looking for him. And then they did not know where Jesus was. But they found him in the temple, you know, the Messiah. And when they found him, they said, in other words, I'm paraphrasing right now how we would do. Now I would tell Bentley, my little grandson, what you doing, Bentley? I've been here looking for you. Didn't I tell you to stay in a certain place, and you way over here somewhere else? Did not I tell you to stay there? And Bentley referred to me, and he said, Granny, didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business? That's what Jesus told his parents. I must be about my Father's business. Amen. I came, you know, the Messiah, to set the captives free. I came to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I came, you know, the Messiah, to bring peace. You know, the Messiah. Hallelujah. I came to let you know that Jesus is here now. Hey, glory to God. He's here now. Hallelujah. If you're hungry, hey, you know, the Messiah, he'll feed you. If you're thirsting, amen, you'll never thirst again. Come, God, no Messiah, like the woman of West. Come and see a man that told me all about myself. Come and see this man. I don't know who he is, but I know one thing. He read me. He had my whole profile. He had my whole rap sheet. You know the Messiah. We're talking about a good name today. People of God, we have to live holy. Ah, the Bible said, be careful when men speak well of you. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean that, you know, the Messiah, everybody going to say something good about you. But you have to live a life of integrity, a life of character. Hallelujah. You can't be in and out this thing. Pastor Beatrice preached on Friday morning, my after is greater than my before. And she began to talk about all what she went through before. Hey, before the Holy Ghost come. In Acts 1:8, it said, after the Holy Ghost comes, ye shall receive power. See, you can't live right unless you receive this power. You can't talk right to your neighbor, to your brother, your sister, unless you receive this power. We're talking about a good name. Good name will open up doors for you. Oh, good name, you know, the Messiah will bring you before princes and peaks and kings and queens. A good name, amen, will open doors that will confound your mind. A good name, you know, Messiah, a good name, hallelujah, will cause the floodgates of heaven to open up on your behalf. A good name, you know, Messiah, will cause men to give into your bosom. Ah, a good name will confound the enemy. Ah, a good name will make the enemy be at peace with you. A good name will make the enemy be your footstool. Don't tell me what God won't do. God will clean you up. Hallelujah. He'll take the dolphin. He'll take the crack addict. He'll take the shoplifter. Hallelujah. He'll take those that are low down and dirty. Hallelujah. He'll clean them up and give them a good name. Oh, God is the only one that can clean you up. He's the only one that can change your name. Didn't he do it to Saul? Hallelujah. He said, you're no longer Saul, but he became Paul of Tarsus, one that persecuted the church. Ah, one that was ready to kill him. Ah, one was ready to take him to the slaughter. Ah, but God gave him a new name. Ah, even Abram. He changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Ah, gotta change your name, baby. All you gotta do is live holy. All you gotta do is make a commitment and say, Lord, I'm gonna serve you. Lord, I don't care what come or go. Ah, though you slay me, yet will I serve you. Though you slay me, I'm gonna trust you. Though I might be homeless, sleeping in a box car, I'm going to wait on my change, because I know this too is going to pay. So I may not be able to meet my responsibilities. I may not be able to pay my car note. I may not be able to pay my car insurance. I may not have any life insurance. Hallelujah. I may not, you know, the Messiah, not have food on the table. Oh, the one thing I got, I got a faith that can move mountains. I have a faith in God that when I petition him, when I tell him who my name is, he's coming to my rescue. All I have to do is fall down. All I have to do is sit in a corner. Remove myself, isolate myself, and call on Jesus. Tell him, Lord, this is your servant today. This is Adrian coming before you today, God. You know who I am. I need to have a talk with you, God, because you made me some promises, and I need them to be fulfilled. I haven't seen the manifestation of them yet. Oh, but God, I'm trusting you. That you're going to show up on my behalf. You're not going to make me ashamed. Because if you make me ashamed, I'm representing you, God. If I'm be ashamed, then guess what? Hallelujah. I'm going to make you look bad, God. That's why Abraham, when Abraham began to petition God, oh, God, I hear you today. I don't know who I'm talking to. Oh, but when Abraham began to petition God on behalf of Lot, his nephew, on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah, oh, he started at 50. He told the Lord, he said, Lord, if there be 50 righteous, will you spare the city? And the Lord said, if there be 50 righteous, I'll spare the city. God couldn't find 50. And he dropped all the way down. Lord, he said, if you find 10 righteous, will you spare the city? Couldn't even find 10. Hallelujah. Is there anybody righteous on the line tonight, today? Is there anybody willing to have a name changed today? Ah, God, if you're willing to have your name changed, you have to commit your way to the Lord. You have to make some sacrifices. You have to be obedient. It ain't gonna always be easy. It ain't gonna always be pleasant. Oh, but if you commit your way to the Lord, God is gracious. He's kind. He's long-suffering. He's a gentle God, you know, commit your way to the Lord. That's what God is calling for us today. He wants us to walk in integrity. He wants us to be, want our name to be like we take pride in putting on our clothes. We want to be impeccable. Hallelujah. We want our homes to be immaculate, where you can eat off the floor. You know, we take pride in our clothes. We take pride in what we eat. We going and get us a big seafood platter. If it costs $35-$40, we willing to pay it. And I know that because we paid $36 for a seafood platter up there at Superior. I wish I could go back and get my $36 a day. Yeah, you know, $36. Didn't even enjoy the food. Amen. We're talking about a good name today, people of God. God is calling for a holy people, Sister Ruby. Holiness becometh God's house. Holiness is a profession. Holiness is a lifestyle. You can't say you represent God and you tore up from the floor. You can't say you represent God And you got 1 foot in, as Pastor Beatrice said, 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church. You're not a good representative. You don't have a good name. You don't have a good name. Amen. Your name will go before you. You have to have a sterling reputation. If my niece didn't know of her auntie, if she didn't know the life I live, it's no way in the world she would have referred me to go and eulogize somebody that I don't even know. But when they asked my niece, do you know anybody that can eulogize our cousin? My niece said she don't even know the young man, but she knew the cousin who she's good friends with. She called me. She said, Auntie Poogie, what you doing Wednesday? I said, why? Well, I do my broadcast. She said, yeah, I want you, a friend of mine, a family member died. And I want you to clear your schedule, look at your schedule, and see if you can come and eulogize this. But I never told her I couldn't do it because I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So I said, okay, give me the particulars. She said, the girl going to call you. The girl called me. Then I talked to the young man, some other young woman, same age with my daughter. I began to share a little bit about my story to make her comfortable. Amen. So I have nothing to fear because the dead don't know nothing. The son ain't going to hear me talking about him. The son ain't going to see y'all shed no tears. He not going to hear the words, excuse me, that you're going to pronounce over him. He won't hear any of that. So the message is to whom? The message is to the living. The Bible says the dead know nothing. Let the dead bury the dead. But those that are living and remain, those are the people that we have to connect with. Those are the people that we have to share this gospel with. Those are the people that we have to tell, salvation is yours today. Today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is your day. Don't worry about this guy. Life is over for him. The tale have already been told. The curtains are closing. This is the last hooray. The curtains are closed. You won't never see him laying before you no more because his story is over. His appointed time has come. We all have an appointed time. But make sure when your appointed time comes, glory to God, that somebody can come and celebrate the life that you live. It's over. The celebration is for the living. It ain't for the dead. Glory to God. So God bless you all. I ain't going no further. I don't want to prolong. I got a lot of things I got to get done. So I didn't want to prolong this. I just wanted to give you what God had given me today, talking about a good name. A good name. Little did I know on yesterday evening that, yesterday morning when God gave me this topic, I didn't know that I had to do a funeral. I didn't even know this was going to coincide with the message. We're talking about a good name. A good name. See, we only here for a season. The Bible says man that is born of a woman is of a few days. And guess what? They have a few days, and guess what? They're full of troubles. Full of troubles. We have an appointed time. That's why it behooves us to get it right. That's why it behooves us to make our peace call in an election show. We don't know who God is dealing with. We don't know who he's going to save. You know, and that's why it's good to not judge. We can't judge folks. Hallelujah. We don't have a heaven or a hell. And the two thieves on the cross, guess what? In that last hour, one petitioned the Lord and said, Lord, he believed what God said. He believed that Jesus was the Son of God. And he said, Lord, when you come into your glory, when you come into your city, that city called heaven, he said, Lord, remember me. And what did Jesus say? This day, you're going to be with me in paradise. You don't know what kind of relationship a person have with God. You don't know how they have communed with God. So we need to just do what the Bible says. eulogize and speak on what does say the Lord. What does say the Lord? Because that young man can't get up and live no more. The story has ended. The curtains have fell. That's it. You can't write no more books. You can write about the life that he lived, but that's it. You can't write anymore. Because the day he expired, the story ended. The story ended. So guess what? Those that are alive and remain, we are the ones, glory to God, we are the ones that have to check ourselves. No more checking for him. He has checked out of here. Hallelujah. So you all pray for me that the Lord will be done. And I can give what does say the Lord, because that's all I'm going to. And I also look at this as an opportunity. It's an opportunity because I'm here to build a ministry. Amen. And I ain't looking to no sources. I'm looking to God. He is the center of my joy. He's the source of my survival. And that's who I'm looking to. I'm looking to him. There'll be a lot of young people there tomorrow. He was 24 years old. There'll be some other people there that, you know, that's not like us. They ain't living like us. They're going to have some bounce people there. You know, this young man was a bounce rapper. And many of you all, if you're not familiar with the culture here in New Orleans, I believe the bounce originated here in New Orleans. And this is a dance that they do. So they rap and they dance. Okay? So he was one of these bounce rappers. So somebody maybe say, well, why are you going to preach this? You don't even know him. No, I don't know him, but God knows him. And I don't need to know him. I know God's word. So that's all I'm there for, to preach to the living, to give them an encouraging word, to let them know that while there's blood still warm in their veins, they have an opportunity to repent. They have an opportunity to say, what must I do to be saved? They have an opportunity to change. Ah, God Almighty, a good name. That's the word for the day. God bless you all. Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord. I bless you today, God. I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for favoring me. I thank you, for the anointing. I thank you, Lord God, for you said a good name is rather to be chosen. Hallelujah. And favor is better than silver and gold. I bless you today, God. This was your word. I've given it to your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. And let those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. Hallelujah. Those that may be out in radio land, amen. Those that may be listening by internet, those, hallelujah, may tap into this message a little bit later. Hallelujah. I hope it encouraged you to seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of the things going to be added to you. Change your way of thinking. Change your way of acting. Change your way of doing things. Be a woman and a man that God will be proud of. Be a woman and a man, amen, that your name will precede you. Oh, God, I don't want no junk following me. The junk followed me when I was in the world 30 years ago. I dare not commit to God and then allow my life to be junky and trashy and full of debris. God got rid of the debris when I went down in Jesus' name, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I made a confession with my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to change. God, I didn't know nothing about living holy. I didn't know nothing about living right, but he took this old sinful nature out of me, and he gave me a new name. A new name. Somebody need a new name today. Your name may still be Albertine. Your name may still be Ruby. But God will put something in front of that name. Hallelujah. He'll change you. He'll give you a new mind. mindset. He'll renew your mind. He'll give you strength for the journey. Hey, glory to God. I was in Texas Roadhouse about 2 Sundays ago, and I heard somebody saying, Puggy! Puggy, they called me 2 or 3 times. And when I heard my name being called, that's my nickname. You know, in New Orleans, we give out, we learn our nickname before we learn our natural name, our God-given name that our mother parents give us. And I heard that. I said, nah, anytime I hear that name, I know they know me. I know they have to be from my neighborhood. They have to go to school with me, been in my neighborhood or knew of me. I know somebody, when they call that name, they knew me. And I turned around and I said, I couldn't see who it was. So as I got up a little closer, it was a young lady, hallelujah, that her mother and my grandmother was friends with, Gert. And her name is Valencia. I said, hey, baby, I hadn't seen her probably in 25 years or more. I don't know if I seen her when I was here visiting New Orleans or what. But I knew one thing. When they called that name, they had to know me. Because nobody, you know, some of my friends in school didn't even know my nickname. All the saints don't know my nickname because God gave me a new name. I had the same name that my parents gave me, amen, but then I wasn't known as Adrian in New Orleans. I was known as Puggy, amen, and I said, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah, we're talking about a good name. I'm not representing Puggy anymore. And sometimes my brother that stayed with my mother, he'll call me these crazy names. I said, that's not who I am any longer. He said, well, you're going to always be that to me. I said, okay, I'll just leave him alone. Sometimes I don't even respond. I said, you living in the 20th century. I'm in the 21st century. Catch up with me, brother. I've left you a long time ago. Amen, amen. So God bless you all. We love you. Thank God for Sister Kim and all of you all on the line and all of you all that weren't able to attend. I want you to know I felt your prayers. I felt your prayers. Amen. And your prayers is what caused us to be able to continue on. So God bless you. In the hands of Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord. I bless you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you, Jesus.
Ooh, that was the word.
Ah, Jesus.
Let me open this. I was getting ready to get Minister Belly. She had to leave. Let's Pastor Gloria Vaughn Smith. We're going to go to her in a minute. Sister Renita.
Ah, Jesus.
Okay, Sister Renita.
She's at work.
Okay,
we're going to go. She's at work, she said, Sister Ruby.
Sister Leslie.
Sister Renita.
First, giving honor to God, I give honor to Pastor Adrian Bernard.
That's
really
my baby.
Encouraged by this word, and I'm really glad that I was able to meet a lot of you in New Orleans. I really said I was like in the wilderness before. I did have worries and concerns on, you know, not letting God down. And this word is real beneficial to me because lately I've just been asking God to help me examine myself because he shows me so much in the spirit, not looking at people in the flesh, but praying for just normal people I come in contact with, praying for their spirit. And when Pastor Bernard received her license, you know, all I did was touch her back, and I felt the presence of God just from touching her
Jesus.
That day. And he kind of humbled
Glory.
Me to where I felt drunk. I didn't drink anything, but I felt drunk, and I just fell to my feet. And so when
Holy
I was down God. On my feet, I was like, God, why am I down here at my knees? And he said, well, you see so much. I just want you to see me and be in my presence and hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And I'm just thankful for that opportunity because I'm an intercessor. I know this. So even when services are going on, sometimes it's hard for me to the word. I have to go back. I may record it. I have to go back and listen because I'm interceding on behalf
All
of the
right.
speaker. But this particular day, God didn't allow that to happen. He just had me sitting in his presence to receive the word fully. And He wants me to focus more on examining my heart and lining up to his will. And so this word is very much so a confirmation for me, you know, on changing that name to give him the glory. And because I know that, you know, just as we see so much in the spirit, you know, those who have a gifting of discernment, you know, others see so much in the flesh who don't have these things. And we have to realize sometimes we're the only God people see.
Come
on. So if, say, we're a child of God, yet, you know, we walk about cussing or just certain things that we do, people are watching us, whether we know it or not. Their eyes are fixed upon us. You know, those who eyes not fixed upon Christ. So I just really counted a privilege to be on the line today and hear this word, you know, to focus on changing my name, to line up with the will of God. So when I'm about, you know, I'm God's commercial. I don't want people to say, oh, well, you know, she says she's a child of God, but, you know, she told me off, or she had an attitude with me, or, you know, so... I know this word is a divine word from God, and I do receive it, and I'm going to, you know, really focus on examining my heart daily and not so much of worrying about others, just taking it to God in prayer. So I'm thankful to be here, and God bless everyone.
That's a blessing. We thank God for you, Leslie. Took so many pictures. I tell you, I don't know how she captured all those moments. But she had over 100 and some odd pictures. I said, Lord, how she did all of that? I mean, beautiful pictures. It was such a blessing. So we really thank God for you, Leslie.
I love you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Leslie. We're going to Minister Aaron, and then we're going to go to Pastor Smith. Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord. I knew you was going to come to me. My cousin was like, oh, my God. He did a powerful message. That was anointed by the Lord. And, yeah, we got to examine ourselves because we can't be judging folks. You don't know what God is the answer for these last and even days. And because you don't know if you're going to make it to heaven. You know what I'm saying? So what she's saying is powerful. And it's just a lot of things, you know, God is moving in a time like this. And we got to focus on our life because he's going to judge each one of us by ourselves. So we just got to get our mind focused and do what's right and show love and show love one another. And that's it. And keep it moving forward, not backwards. Encourage a person that's going down, encourage their spirit up, you know, and that's it. So, you know, she doing preaching and teaching. I told her that she already did the crusade and they already did their sermon, people that was down there. Now it's time for her to do her sermon through the week. And talk about what God has brought her from. And they laughed. And that's it. And she did a fine job of doing that. You know what I'm saying? She didn't know I was sneaking up on her while she was teaching, putting my thumbs up, saying, yeah, preach that message. And then I kept creeping back to the back. And I said, yeah, she's doing it. And that was powerful. You know I love you, Adrian. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Like I told you, you got the number one ball. You got the number one broadcast for Jesus on this line. And because God is happy and smiling at you because you're doing such a good job. And not even just that, before I get off the phone, you obeying him. You doing what he's telling you to do. So you ain't seen nothing yet. Keep up the good work. Love you.
Thank you, Jesus. And Aaron is here in New Orleans. Here in New Orleans for 2 weeks. So we really thank God for him. I said, Lord, I don't have a home up here. I need a man with me tomorrow because, Jesus, it's going to be crazy. I've gotten some information about this funeral tomorrow. I don't want to say too much because, you know, our messages are archived, but I just know that God is going to get the glory, and all I can do is just preach the word. That's it.
In season and out. Thank you, Minister Aaron.
Thank you.
We're Pastor Smith.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Lord. God have mercy.
God bless you. This is my good friend. I tell you, God will give you people. God will strategically put people in your life. And this woman of God is an intercessor. She's a pastor. She's a prophetess. She is a true woman of God, and I just love her and appreciate the connection, the divine connection that God has given us to be a support to one another. So I love you, Pastor Smith.
I love you too, woman of God, and that was a word for the body of Christ. That was a word for the body of Christ. Oh, God, I just thank God for your hearing from the Lord. Glory to God, that you got an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And I thank God that you deposited such a rhema word in God. Lord, that you was able to deposit that rhema word into our ear gates on today. God, I give good God and glory. Hallelujah. Is the hour, woman of God. This is the hour we got to examine ourselves. We got to walk in holiness. We got to walk in honesty. We got to walk in integrity. Oh, God, ready to change your name. He's waiting on you. Glory to God. Woman of God, you done did something. You done stirred up. Glory to God. That's a fresh word out of the ocean there. Every time, good God, I tap into this line. God ministers unto me, and I give God praise for what he's doing through your life. I love motion there, and through your ministry, glory to God. I love motion there, and through them that undergird you. I bless and honor God for it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Keep on doing the assignment that God has called you to do. Lord, have mercy. God is looking for that remnant that he can trust the things of God with him. Oh, glory to God. It's only the remnant. It's only a remnant. Hit the body of Christ. God didn't give you that word for naught. About the good name, the exposure is getting ready to hit, and God is allowing you to sound the alarm that they won't miss it. Jesus, won't go to hell and yet in church. God, I bless him for you today.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And I want you to definitely, Pastor Smith, I definitely need you to pray for me for this task on tomorrow morning. I tell you, I am a little nervous because this is my first funeral, and I'm here in the city of New Orleans, and I know what kind of crowd going to be there. So I said, Lord, I need some strength, but I'm going for it. Thank you, God.
God got that word in you. Glory to God. It's going to reach the people there. Amen. They need to hear what's in you. Glory to God. They need to hear what the Lord what the Lord has already ordained you to speak. Good God, right now. Hallelujah. It will not fall upon deaf ears. They are ready. Hallelujah. They was just waiting on somebody to throw them a lifeline. Good God, right now. Jesus, God to mind. Bless his name. Good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God, I bless you today, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been tumbling in my spirit. I say, Lord, what would you have me to speak? And I heard 2 or 3 different things, so I have to decipher and see which way. Hallelujah. There's some young people. There's some old people, huh? We ain't never too young. We ain't never too old to receive God. God is looking for some yielded vessels. Amen. Even the babies. God say your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Men, your young men and your old men, they're going to dream. They're going to have visions. Oh, you know, Messiah, that is the word of the Lord. So you ain't never too young to give your life to the Lord. You're never too old to repent. You're never too old to say, for God I live and for God I'll die. Oh, you know, Messiah.
Yes.
Oh, I bless you. There's a work that needs to be done, Pastor Smith, and not only in this city, everywhere we go, I say it, and I'm going to send y'all a copy of the little program I did in the official welcome. I say I'm not so naive to think that I'm the only one that God is going to use. No. Don't be deceived. God ain't mocking.
Oh,
hallelujah. God always have somebody. Hey, Jesus,
Lord,
if he has to pull a ram out the bush, God keeps him a ram. Hallelujah. And he's always prepared. Hey, you're the Messiah.
Jesus,
so you're not
one.
The only one. Hey, you're the most. Even when the prophet said, me and me alone, I'm the only one left. The Lord said, no, brother. Let me talk to you, Elisha. Let me talk to you, Isaiah. You're not the only ones left. Hallelujah. I got a remnant. I have a people that never even bowed. I have a people that ain't never uttered the word Baal. Hey, you know, Messiah. God always gonna have him a man or a woman, hallelujah, to perform his will. Don't you ever think you're the only one. No, sorry. Hey, you know, Messiah. You're not the only one. If God don't give us strength, if he don't give us direction, hey, you know, we would fall by the wayside ourselves. Hey, you know, Messiah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless you today, God. We bless you today, God. We bless you, God. Oh, thank you. He's so good. There you go, Messiah. Hallelujah. Anything else you want to say to the people, Pastor Smith, go right ahead. There you go, Messiah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
No, ma'am, I just thank God. Oh, I just thank God for being on the line. I thank God for hearing that word. Hallelujah. I'm just blessed and honored that God will think enough for me to let me cross paths with such an anointing. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I am on the Messiah.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Bless you today, God.
God
bless
is calling
you
for realness. Jesus.
Come on. Thank you, God.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We can't quit church. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We have to live holy.
That's it.
It'll be a sad day if the God has cleaned us up and gave us a new life, gave us a new name, and then we go back to our vows.
Jesus. We go back.
You know, Messiah, to those in a lot of those same spirits. Even after the house has been cleaned and garnished, you know, Messiah. Hallelujah. You better protect this anointing. We had that topic 1 week. Protect your anointing. Messiah. Young lady was there with us at the crusade, Pastor Miracles, Alma Bearer. She had a stroke yesterday. Just got back to Houston, Texas, Sunday night. Had a stroke on yesterday. You don't know about Shia. You don't know about Shia. We bind that devil. The devil is a lot. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Stress is not going to kill her. Stress is not going to handicap her. It won't take her out. God is going to make her whole. In the name of Jesus. She got
Jesus.
Work to do. That devil was mad. He was mad. We know he was mad. We came there to make him mad. If you didn't come to make the devil mad, if you didn't come to make him uneasy, if you didn't come
Jesus.
To send him to a flight, you came for the wrong purpose.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We came to lift up Jesus, but we came to serve him. Notice that we will not be stopped. Pastor Beatrice sung a song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. She got to send me that song.
Jesus.
Tell her, Leslie, to send me those lyrics. And she changed the lyrics It was a wonderful song. But anytime you allow God to anoint your words, that word, that song will become holy unto God. And
come
she
on,
sung
come
that
on.
Song and she put Jesus in it. Ain't no stopping us. She said, devil, you can't block us. Ain't no stopping us. Hallelujah. We came to make you uncomfortable. We came
Jesus.
To make you ugly. We came to make you angry. That's our job. You're the Messiah.
Yeah,
hallelujah. God. I tell you, God bless. God moved in a mighty way. And he's still moving. He's moving in your
yes,
home
God.
Right now. He's moving
yes,
in your life right now. Right
Jesus.
Now. Ain't no sense in being angry with your sister and your brother. Get angry with the devil.
Come on.
Hallelujah. He's the one that's causing and wreaking havoc in your life. Not your sister or your brother. The enemy. I'm not your enemy. We all got the same enemy. And that's that three-footed devil. The one that was kicked out of heaven. The one that said he was going to exalt himself above God. The one that said he going to make, he going to build himself a name. Yeah, you like that? He going to build himself a name. Well, you're not the creator. God created you, devil.
Come on, come on.
God created you. And you was one of the most beautiful things that God ever created. God talked about the beauty of Lucifer. Oh, when he got proud and he got lifted up in his spirit, then he become greater than God. That's what happens when we don't yield to God.
Come on, yeah.
That's what happened. The enemy comes in and starts whispering. Seducing spirits start talking to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, God. All right, God. That's good. All right, Sister Ruby. Hey, God is doing something here. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Yeah, praise the Lord. That was, what can you say? The Lord is speaking. What can you say? I'm always saying examine myself, for them little foxes always up in somewhere bothering you, or you haven't been delivered.
Oh, yeah.
But as the Lord gave you that word, that anointed, powerful word about the change and a good name, and I'm saying, you know, we're epistles read of all men. And
come on.
I love the song, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Along with you. Not so much as spiritual, but natural. You know,
right.
You took the spiritual aspect of it, but I was saying the Lord, he had me to see about, you got to have a good name with the banker. You got to have
watch out, Sister Ruby. Now, you messing with me now.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Sister
Ruby
said you got to have a good name with the banker. Hallelujah.
You have to have a good name all over the community. I mean,
that's right.
And spiritual. So when you go into a bank or you tend to your business and you go to the regular one, well, they watch you, too. So I'm saying.
That's right.
Somebody say, oh, that's Sister, that's Ruby. You know, she's so nice. Oh, yeah, she's quiet. She's in the Lord. You know, so basically,
right.
Say, Lord, that is Adrian. She ain't finished preaching the crusade. You know, had the platform going out and about in New Orleans and in the city, basically back and forth. But you know what? The Lord is opening the door at a eulogy tomorrow.
My God.
And Lord, the crusade, and he said, just be God. Lord, done open the
Lord,
door.
I bless you.
To a eulogy tomorrow, and saying it's gonna bring souls, because like you say, you the word is for the living.
That's it.
And the Lord gonna draw them, whether they're young, old, or not. But I say, Lord, I thank you. That word was awesome. I can't say anything but examine myself. And
know
that the epistles read of all men, and take the Lord along with you everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you, my God.
You're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go.
A good name. God gave me that, Sister Ruby. I didn't have nothing. I really wanted to take off another week. Pastor Smith. I needed a week to recover, but the Lord said, oh, no, you got to go forward. Go forward. So I didn't schedule anybody for this week. So I said, well, we'll flow as we go. Amen. So God knows.
God knows. So
He knows.
So
amen. I see my sister Dawn on the line. I think she off today. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. So I can open. Sister Dawn? Okay. That was a rain. That was a, the Lord is getting more anointing more and more every time the word come out. It's more rain, but like we say, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. God has a rhema word for you. Okay, well, I'm going to have Pastor Gloria to pray for me and also pray for this bereaved family tomorrow and also pray for Minister Cresha, Pastor Miracle's armor bearer. She had a stroke. And Pastor Miracle's mother also had a stroke. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So pray for those families. Who else I said? I think that was this. Pastor Miracle's mother and her armor bearer and the young man's family that the young man that died, pray for his mother. His mother name is Nicole Tony.
And Mother Charity.
Yeah, Mother Charity. Amen. If you could do that for us, Pastor Smith, we appreciate it. And this is a word of prayer.
Oh, God, I thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior.
God, bless
oh,
you.
Oh, God, we come now on an abortion day. Oh, God, we come in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come on an abortion day. Oh,
thank
God,
you, God.
Oh, tonight on today, God, we come, Lord, touching and agreeing, Father.
Yes,
oh, God,
God,
you said when two
you,
or three
Jesus.
Gather together, touching and agreeing, God, that you and I will miss.
Holy
Spirit, we thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for the power
Hallelujah.
Of agreement, Lord God. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, for what you're getting ready to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
oh,
Jesus.
God, your word said, God, that we can send forth the word that it shall heal thee in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we send the word now, God, upon that armor bearer. Oh, God, upon that mother in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind now every attack of the enemy that's trying to plague their bodies in the name of Jesus. We decree now, God, bless their bread and water.
Yes, Lord.
Take sickness from amongst them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we curse the very cause of the stroke. Oh, God, we bind up stress. We bind up oppression. We bind up depression, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind up agitation. We bind up frustration. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every fire that God has been sent out against in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we decree and declare, God, total restoration, Father, in their health, in the name of Jesus. We speak to organs. We speak to their limbs, Lord. Oh, God, I don't know about today. We command now newness to come forth in the name of Jesus. God, purify their blood cells, white blood cells, red
Ooh,
blood cells.
Lord,
oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind our love about Sunday. High blood pressure, low blood pressure. In the name of Jesus, empower the medication. We bind side effects, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree now, God, by faith, that this sickness is not unto death, that they shall live and not die and declare the works of God in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, keep their mind stayed upon thee, Lord. Oh, God, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
I give you glory, Lord. And the love of all now, God, I love about you. Now, God, we lift up the bereaved family, Lord. Oh, God,
yes,
we send forth the word of comfort upon
on them now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let not the sun die and be in vain, but let somebody's soul get delivered in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We stand on the boat Sunday. We claim
God.
His bloodline for the kingdom. Oh, God, on the boat Sunday.
Yes,
oh, God, we lift the mother
God.
Of God. Comfort her heart in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I know, God, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And, oh, God, on the boat Sunday, we cast her cares upon you, Lord, because you care for her. And, oh, God, wrap your arms around them. Let them know, God, that you're not going to leave them, neither will you forsake them. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, God, for positioning Pastor Bernard. I thank you, Lord, for the assignment that, God, you're putting into her hands. I decree and declare, God, she will stand fast-footed and declare the word of God in the name of Jesus that you anoint her to preach on the of the unction of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that souls will receive you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I don't know about Sunday. We pray a blood covering over Bernard. We pray for her strength, Lord. Oh, God, undergird her, revive her, rejuvenate her in the name of Jesus. And God, I bless you. I don't know about Sunday for what you're doing right now, God. We decree by way of a miracle. Oh, God, that it is so. Oh, God, I'm not a we come up past the Bernard family as a whole. Oh, God, we lift them up to you in prayer. We pray your will on in their lives. We send the word upon her sister. Oh, God, I decree now, God, manifestation, Lord, of the miracle in the name of Jesus. We find delay. We find out of emotion day. Slowfulness, we bind it up now, God, no longer prolonged, in the name of Jesus, we speak a life-changing word over this sister, in the name of Jesus, God, the line, those who have closed this line at one time or another, we hold them up in prayer, we pray your church blessings over their lives,
Lord,
oh, God, we bind now struggle, we bind now, I don't know about that, hardship, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we speak miracle finances. We speak strength, God. We speak healing. We declare deliverance in the name of Jesus. Cause the walk in holiness. Cause the walk in integrity. Cause the walk in the things of you. Cause us to examine ourselves daily in this walk in the name of Jesus. And I bless your name, God, for doing this and wish for that. Oh, God, I'm blah, 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 shot. We hold up now, God. My God, the woman of God, Sister Ruby. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord,
bless
Jesus.
Her, Lord. I
bless
ask now,
Lord.
God, lay your hands upon her. Whatever
she's
standing in need of, whatever she's believing you to do, we lock hands in faith. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you shall move by your power, that thy will shall be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, I bless you. For giving birth to new destiny. I give you praise, God, for what you're doing in that ministry.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the vision workers. Thank you for the souls. Thank you for lining things up, God. Line up on line, precept up on precept, that they will read the vision and run with it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for praying the blood. And we commission your angels that go forth and do that in which we act. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Oh, glory
be to God.
Oh, God,
oh, glory
to
God.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I bless you, God.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, glory
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless those that partake in the food, Lord. You bless them, God, them that traveled on you, Lord. Oh, God, to undergird them, Jesus, we pray blessings over their lives. Oh, God, we pray all these
days.
Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God,
I don't
know.
Yes,
we give you praise, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Loose the woman of God and let her be able to preach and teach this gospel, God. She'll be able to do the work that you have assigned her to do, God. Strengthen for the task, God. Oh, God, open up doors and avenues for her, God. Let her not be in lack of anything, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, provide every need and every deal, God. Even the finances of the church, God. Bring souls in, God. Bring laborers in, God, that'll love you. Laborers that's going to sow into your work, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against envy and strife. We come against jealousy in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind to work. Give them a mind like the people had when they were trying to build the Tower of Babel that we talked about today. Let them have one mind, God. One mind, God. That is to do your will, God. Even those administrators that you have in charge, let them be able to work together in harmoniously, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind strife right now. In the name of Jesus, discord showing. We come against it in the name of Jesus. It's not of God. Hallelujah. Let the woman of God be free to do what you have called her to do, God. You have a great work for her to do, God. You're not through. You're not through, God. You're raising up an army. An army that's going to love you. An army, God, that's going to obey you. An army that's going to be willing to submit to you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. God knows. God knows it. He knows it. He knows it, woman of God. We come against it in the name of Jesus. There is an army rising up. An army that have decided to have a good name. We're talking about a good name today. We're not talking about devils. We're talking about the holy people of God. Those that have decided to follow Jesus. Those that have decided to denounce the hidden things. Amen. We pray even for Minister Democrat. We want y'all praying for him. I haven't heard from him. I pray all is well. Amen. Over in London. Hallelujah. And that God will continue to surround him. Hallelujah. Let his blood and his word, hallelujah, shield and protect him. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. See Pastor. See Prophet. Davis on the line. We're trying to see if he's available this week to minister for us. We're talking about a good name, Pastor Prophet Davis. Ayodomosaya.
Your line is open.
Lord. Ayodomosaya. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, I come to you thanking God for the word that went forth with power and authority over to God. You could feel the intensity of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's one thing, you know, the name, you know, good name. You know, we only have a good name when we honor the name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
If we honor the name of Jesus, we'll stop lying. We honor the name of Jesus. We love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Hello, somebody.
Come on now.
When you honor the name that's above every name, then your name's going to be good. But you got to honor his name first.
Amen.
All right.
Woo! That's a powerful message. Don't nobody steal my message out there now. No, I'm just playing.
We need you to minister, so I don't know what day, if you got a day available. God gave us that a good name.
I call you tonight with it. I got to look at my schedule, but I call you tonight. But that's really, I just bless God for you, Evangelist Bernard. You're working so hard. You're staying on the mission field. You're holding conferences. You're keeping the radio program going. I just want to encourage the people to support this work. Go ahead and ask God what seed offering would he have you to give to keep this work alive, to keep it going. You know, the Bible says, as a man purpose in his heart, so let him give.
Come on. Go ahead and purpose in your heart to go ahead and sow a seed to continue the work of the ministry, because you're eating of this ministry. The Bible says if you partake of our spiritual things, then we should partake of your natural things. So you partaking of these spiritual things, and she labors. I mean, it's not an easy job to do this on a constant basis and keep in contact with preachers and ministers to have them come on and keep scheduling and keep track of things ahead of time to keep you guys fed with the Word of God. So
as you
are partaking of these spiritual things, then go ahead and allow this ministry to partake of your natural things, you know, and be generous because God is going to reward you as you sow faithfully, not only in this ministry, but whatever ministry God has also called you into the local church. But be a blessing, as this ministry has been a blessing to you, because you don't know how difficult it is to do exactly what she's doing. And so as God touches your heart, go ahead and sow a seed. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shake it together, run it over. Shall men give unto your bosom. So I just ask God, I didn't expect to say that. I believe that was the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God for Jesus, because we all have needs. But your needs will be met as you meet the needs of others.
Jesus.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you. It is the word, Prophet Davis. I wanted to take off this week, but, you know, you feel a tugging of the Lord to say, go on, because I didn't have anybody scheduled. Because of the conference, I wasn't able to really concentrate on scheduling anybody for this week. Even today, I just say, well, Lord, we're going to flow as I go. That was my message. We're going to flow as I go, because I really didn't have the strength to really start making no calls to get people on the broadcast. And after we hear that Pastor Miracles, Alma Bearer had a stroke. They were just here at the conference. Then our mother had a stroke on Sunday, you know, and then got news to do this funeral tomorrow. So it's been a lot. So when I was on the line today, the Lord put you in my spirit. That's why I text you to see if you had availability, and then we'll flow with the rest of the other two remaining days this week.
What's remaining on the schedule?
I don't have anybody else scheduled for the rest of the week.
Okay, I'll come on tomorrow.
Okay. All right,
that'll work.
If you have any availability, you wanna do if you can, if you're not working and you're not busy and you have another day or two, this week is open, so you know, I haven't contacted anybody. I just didn't have the strength to be doing it this week, really.
Completely understand. And I ask you guys to pray for Evangelist Bernard. As you have heard in her voice, she's tired, she is weary, she's one person, she's doing a lot, just came off the conference, needed a week off, but couldn't take the week off.
Yes.
Had to be on the line to make sure that you guys get fed. That's love. I mean, that is really love to put others before your own health and tiredness.
So as
she's loving you, just love on her. Show her that you love her. Show her that you care. Do something to show that, hey, I'm with you, to have a sign of support. We appreciate your prayers, but do something to say, hey, I'm with you. I'm with God, and I'm with you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we appreciate it. Anytime
you need me, I'm available.
Amen. I appreciate you, Pastor Smith. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Well, we're going to sign on off. I got a little studying to do, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. Invite somebody to come on, and I'll be sending out text. I may not be on tomorrow at all, so I'll send out text to people to tune in. They love Prophet Michael Davis. He always have a rhema word to give to the people. Amen, and I certainly appreciate that. So we will certainly text tonight and let people know that you'll be ministering on the line tomorrow, and Sister Ruby will be able to carry tomorrow broadcast. So keep us in prayer. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you all. Love you with the love of God.
You too, babe.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Did you want to close out the badges, or you have?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord. Okay, bless you want me to? Did you close out? You close out the badges?
Yes, ma'am. God bless.
Okay, God bless each and every one. We're going to go out with Holiness is Right.
That's a good one, sister.
Holiness is Right.
Distinguish between clean and unclean.
Yes is Right by the Born Again Church Choir. Okay, God bless. We close. Oh, we had two in the chat room, 1536 and Fish 9 Bart. We thank you so much for tuning in today. God bless. We're closing out. See you tomorrow.